Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years of existence in 2023. Fishing boat lost the fire, reviewing the industry. On this day, October 2nd in the year 1952, the Barbados Advocate reported on the unfortunate burning of a boat at Crab Hill, St. Lucie. The informant told the newspaper that about 6:30 a.m. the previous day, he watched a flying fish boat burn at Crab Hill. However, reportedly, those onlookers who gathered remained puzzled by the mystery of the destruction of the boat in that small rural community. The report further explained that an elderly fisherman, Mr. Griffith, resident at Crab Hill, St. Lucie, had lost his only fishing boat in that fire. The early morning delivery of the news of this unfortunate happening was a blow to Mr. Griffith, who confirmed that he had left the boat in good order about 7 p.m. the night before. Consequently, the tragic loss of so precious a possession and livelihood caused a number of questions to be raised regarding the operation of the fishing industry. Inquiring minds challenged the suitability of Crab Hill Beach as an adequate berthing space for boats, especially during the hurricane season. Additional thought even considered access to the beach as unsatisfactory and posited that if the beach was more accessible, there might likely have been a better chance of survival. It was also concluded in this reporting that apart from the risk of fire, Crab Hill Beach was also insufficiently protected from very rough seas, where danger was always great, but especially so during the hurricane season. To this end, the report suggested that Crab Hill Beach should be rendered, quote, out of bounds, at least for fishermen who wanted to avail themselves of loans from the fisheries office. An alternative beaching accommodation should be offered at some more sheltered beach, such as Reeds Bay, end quote. The necessity for insurance coverage on these vessels was another highlighted aspect of operations within the fishing industry, as this lack led to negative effects on community and government alike. Therefore, the reporting called for mandatory insurance coverage across the industry, citing it as the only remedy to stem the recurring tide of losses suffered by fishermen. Based on the need for government's continued subsidies to support the industry, where, quote, last year, the government of Barbados provided $35,000 as free gifts towards the rebuilding of fishing boats destroyed by high tides, end quote. As a result, fishermen would be empowered to defray some of the cost of doing business, decreasing the burden on government funds. Therefore, the report of the burning of the fishing boat at Crab Hill Beach, St. Lucie, on this day, October 2nd in the year 1952, turned a necessary microscope on the issues that prevailed and threatened to hamper the fishing industry on the island if not checked. The report concluded by calling on the law to apply the most severe penalty against such antisocial conduct, and to civic-minded Barbadians, the Crab Hill community, and the St. Lucie Vestry to lend the necessary material assistance to Mr. Griffith.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.